This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
If you are voting in the Democratic primary runoff in Travis County Tuesday, you'll see a race somewhere in the middle of the ballot for something called County Court at Law Number 4. KUT's Matt Largie spoke with the two candidates in the runoff and found that the court and the judge who runs it serve an important function in Travis County.
Like a lot of you out there, I didn't know what County Court at Law Number 4 does. Okay, so could you start, explain what you do?
So Court 4 is one of the only specialty courts in Travis County.
This is Judge Dimple Malhotra. She's the incumbent in the race.
So it deals primarily and almost exclusively with misdemeanor criminal domestic violence cases.
The court also oversees a diversion program for people charged with prostitution. Malhotra was appointed to the court last fall after the former judge resigned to run unsuccessfully for county attorney. She's worked on domestic violence issues for years as an advocate at a nonprofit and as a prosecutor in the district attorney's office. She calls this area of law her passion.
As a young child, I was exposed to domestic violence in my family. And, as I grew older, I really initially thought that this was something that only happened in Indian families. I'm originally from India. I was born in New Delhi, came here when I was two. And I slowly learned that, unfortunately, domestic violence is an epidemic that really does cross all barriers and affects so many people.
She's been on the bench for less than a year, but looking at what would be her first full term in office, she wants to do a couple of things. One, start a diversion court for young first-time offenders.
And the reason I say that is because I know that when you grow up in a home and you're exposed to family violence and you don't have healthy relationship models, it is very easy for people to, turn to that type of behavior and duplicate it in their own relationship.
This idea of giving people a chance to unlearn these behaviors is something both candidates in this race embrace.
Because without rehabilitation, there is no long-time fix. In a way, you can think of jail time as kind of a Band-Aid fix.
Margaret Chen Kircher is the other candidate on the primary runoff ballot for County Court at Law Number 4.
If you're just jailed for a year and there's no rehabilitation or there's no counseling, then we're not giving the defendant a chance to be better and to improve over time.
While Malhotra was a prosecutor, Chen Kircher sees these cases from the other side as a defense attorney. She's worked these domestic violence cases, mostly as a court-appointed attorney for indigent clients. She says defense attorneys can get a bad reputation, especially in these types of cases, but they play a vital role in making sure their clients' rights are protected.
I think what is difficult and what is complex is, trying to break through that, look, yes, this allegation is very serious, but we still need to go through the process and that we can't just fast track to conviction.
This court handles about 4,000 misdemeanor domestic violence cases each year, and there's a big backlog of those cases. Chen Kircher has made that backlog one of the main focuses of her campaign.
This backlog of cases has increased to the point where it is denying justice.
Basically, the court is handling so many of these cases that they've piled up. It takes months or more to get jury trials.
Neither side can get closure when the cases are just hanging out and pending, and they don't get a resolution until, sometimes more than a year later.
Chen Kircher says effective diversion programs and granting bond to more defendants with appropriate conditions on them would help reduce the backlog. But Malhotra says she's already made progress in reducing the backlog.
I've been able to reduce the backlog by 25% in just 6 months on the bench. I've, changed the way that cases are reset, the way that the docket is managed. That's all within the judge's control.
But a big backlog remains. Chen Kircher argues she's the best one to address it.
I deeply understand that as a judge, my job is to call the balls and strikes and make sure that both sides are heard.
But Malhotra says there's only one thing that matters in this race.
The only thing that matters is experience, because so many of the decisions that I'm making on a day-to-day basis, evaluating the risks involved in a particular case, things that can affect the safety of victims, but also ultimately our entire community.
Tomorrow's your last chance to vote. There is no Republican running in the race, so whoever wins this primary runoff is pretty much guaranteed to win the seat in November. Matt Largie, KUT News.